Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Wake Up to Spirit. This is season 3, if you can believe it. I am just as shocked as anybody that you guys still want to listen, but I'm thrilled as well. So thank you very, very much, first and foremost, for tuning in, for sending me messages and letting me know that you're listening and coming up to me when you come to Lilydale on the street and saying, hey, you know, I liked when you talked about this, or, you know, tell me a little more about that, or, you know, all kinds of. I like the interaction, and I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. So for those of you who are unaware, I am one of 4 shows right now with the Lilydale Radio. 2 of which have yet to start again, but we have on Tuesdays at 8 p.m., Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden, Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m., of course, myself here every Thursday for Wake Up to Spirit, your spiritual morning show with a different topic every week, and sometimes wonderful guests, and then also on, John White, Wednesday evenings, 8 p.m. with John White, sorry, John, and then we have another show that is slated that does not have a time slot yet, although we are thinking Mondays, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be really good. For the person writing in now and asking about readings, I am not doing readings live on the air today. And when I do, I always make people call in because it's really, really hard for me to read off of Facebook. For those of you who catch these shows in reruns, because they live forever, right, on the internet, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and you can type in Wake Up the Spirit or my name, Celeste Elliott, or just look at the Lilydale Radio channel and it will show you all of the shows and all of the rerun episodes. So if there is one that you liked and you want to share it with friends or whatever, there you go. Okay. All right. So first and foremost, I want to talk to you guys today about Lilydale's Fall Fest, which is this weekend, and that is our second annual. It's going to be a really good time. Friday night, we have what we refer to as a ghost walk, and that starts at our auditorium. You can buy the tickets at the door. It's 7 o'clock, and it is a historical walking tour. So you have to be able to walk a little ways. It's not a fast walk. You walk to a spot, you get some information, you keep walking, that sort of thing. And those tickets are $20. Or you can call the Lilydale office, and I'm sure they will sell you a ticket in advance. But that's going to be great fun. It always is. Then we have our gentle morning yoga and meditation class, brought to you by the fabulous Nancy Lombardo, one of our Lilydale residents here, and that is actually going to be in the Maplewood Hotel in that back room. There's plenty of space. Bring a mat, bring some blocks. I know she brings a few extras as well, and that is a really good time. Even I can do that class, folks, so you know it's gentle, and it's a nice way to kind of just start the day. You can sleep in a little because it doesn't start till 10. 10 to 11, it's like a $10 drop-in fee, okay? Then we have all day, we have some vendors in the auditorium, the shops around town are open, the Bauhaus restaurant is open, Lucy's Cafe is open, so if you want some of that good Lilydale fare, you can get it. The bookstore is open. Everybody loves the bookstore. So if you missed that in the on season, now is your opportunity. plenty of parking is free. There is no gate fee. So that's one of the beauties of the Fall Fest. And then what we've done is we've made sure you get the Lilydale experience. So we're doing one outdoor message service at 1 o'clock, and that is at the Forest Temple. And we also have, at noon, a healing service. So, you know, it's worth it just to come for those two things. They're both free. They're both open to the public. It gives you an opportunity to walk around, feel the peace that Lilydale offers, and enjoy yourself. 2 o'clock, if you're interested in a different kind of meditation technique, we have a labyrinth here on the grounds in Lilydale, and a lot of people miss it. They walk right past it. It's on East Street, which is the back street, and I automatically pointed to it with my thumb because that's where it is from where I'm filming. It's a hedge, and it's built out of a hedge. We have Connie Griffith that has graciously agreed to do her very popular meditation class with that, labyrinth class with that, as a fundraiser for Lilydale, and that goes to sort of like the preservation of Lilydale because we are a historic town. That's a lot of fun. And it's from 2 to 5. So you'll learn to walk the labyrinth as a meditation. You'll do some inner work with that. It's very gentle. It's very healing. That may be something that you're really interested in, and we would encourage it, okay? All right. We also have, of course, kids events, and that is free. If you want to give us a donation, fabulous. That is from 1 to 4. That's in our Lyceum building, which is, of course, right behind the playground, because that's for the kids. So if you're looking for something to do with the kiddos this weekend, you know, or you can't get a sitter, you want to bring them along, that gives them an opportunity to play, do some fun things. We've got all kinds of games, and we do have pumpkin painting. You have to pay for the pumpkins. We're charging at cost, so, you know, because we understand. It is expensive for families out there. So, but the painting itself is free. And we have volunteers up there that are doing the kids' games and the painting and face painting and different things. And so just come and enjoy yourselves. That is the point. Saturday night we have a very special mediumship demonstration in the assembly hall. And we have mediums from here in Lilydale, most of whom are registered. I think one or two we have that are local people that are not registered mediums, but quite good. So that should be a lot of fun. That's 7 to 9, and that is a $20 ticket at the door. Just something kind of different. Again, it's kind of that Lilydale flavor. Things you might have missed during the summer. So please come out to that. And then Sunday we have one class. Of course, we have the church services at the different places in the morning. So you can come and experience that. You can, everybody is welcome at those, by the way, okay? So 1 to 4 p.m. in the Octagon building, we have a animal spirit guide class, which is going to be really cool and really fun, and that is by Joanne Copley-Nigro. She's been on the show before. Fabulous teacher, fabulous person, very in tune with the animal, with animal people, fur friends, whatever you want to call them. Learn. That is about learning to connect with the symbolism of animals. I apologize because I keep looking down because I'm checking my cheat sheet for information, but I got to tell you folks, today my coffee is by prescription, so welcome back, welcome to fall. It's so funny because although there's a little bit of chill in the air and a little bit of humidity, it doesn't yet totally feel like fall. It's one of those, like, layer yourself kind of weather, afternoon, it's like 74. So that just means I'm going to get one last trip in my kayak before, you know, before the that four-letter word, that white stuff that falls from the sky comes. So you don't have to put those boats away yet, but and that's another thing. You know, we do we don't have swimming on our beach right now because obviously we don't post-season, we don't have lifeguards. But if you want to go down there and sit and take in some of the peace, you are and connect with the water and all of that. We are right on Casadega Lake, and not only do we have a beach, we have a boathouse. You're welcome to go to either of those places and enjoy. Basically, being off season means that our gate is down, so there is no charge. I am going to be moving off of the salesmanship here in just a little bit. I always try to start off by telling people, you know, what's going on. You know, because, well, people ask. So anyway, I'm if I can see, I might come back to that. But we do have things that go on here in Lilydale all year long. We've got coming up October 4th through the 6th. We've got a really special healing class called Spiritual Anatomy with Tom Crassley. So if you're at all interested in healing, the healing arts, anything like that, this would be an excellent, excellent class for you. It talks about how the spirit is in tune with the body and how to be at harmony with these different parts of yourself. You know, it is not easy when you are a spirit wearing a human vehicle. We go through life and both need tending, right? That mind-body-spirit connection. And that's something that we talk about a lot in spiritualism. I don't think that healing is talked about nearly as much as it should be because that is something that, you know, we're in the rat race a lot. We judge ourselves based on productivity. And, you know, we can get very mad at ourselves when things are not going, you know. Sometimes you have to excuse yourself for not being able to accomplish everything in the day that you have put on your plate because you've put a lot on your plate. So just think about it that way, okay? All right, so I'm going to take a sip of my prescription coffee here in just a second. Tastes like being awake. It's a good thing. coffee is a meditation for me. See how I segued that? And that is part of having that very conducive healing energy. And, you know, anything can be a meditation, whether it's, you know, taking the time to sit with a cup of coffee and really truly be in the moment. Of course, the more famous saying is, when drinking the tea, just drink the tea. So, you know, it is just about being in the moment. You know, it's something that builds you up spiritually, builds you up mentally. You know, I saw a meme the other day. Yeah, I'm going there. I saw a meme the other day that talked about every Disney villain was once a Disney princess that was left in customer service too long. And I thought that was really funny. Having worked some retail myself over the years, it can be, you know, sometimes people are just in a bad place. And whether they think that, you know, they can kind of bully their way into getting what they want, which, you know, is a problem. I think sometimes we reward bullies in our culture, which is not a good thing because it's easier. Nobody wants to treat an adult like a child and say to them, you know, you can't behave like this. You know, they just, they don't want to be bothered. They don't want things to escalate. We, you know, and I think it's so funny when I watch different situations, and it's like, I had somebody say to me not too long ago that was, it was just kind of a random conversation. I had somebody actually over to the house fixing something, and they made a comment about, you know, sometimes you can just feel people's bad energy coming at you when they're approaching you. And it's like I just try to, I immediately kind of, I found myself matching energies, mirroring that energy back. And and I think sometimes that can be effective if somebody is spiritually aware. And then they kind of go, oh, that's the same kind of energy I'm projecting, whether they get it on a conscious level or a subconscious level. And they go, oh, okay, I better behave myself. I better change my attitude. or, you know, if they're not aware, it may backfire, and it may actually make it very, very worse, because they kind of, they get into this place like, oh, yeah, see, this is this person's fault. Look, they're coming at me with this bad energy. They're coming at me with this aggression, this sort of thing. You know, as humans, we're still primates, and we are still hardwired to read, you know, how people, body language, energy, all of that, you know. And I find sometimes it's very interesting that all you really have to do, no matter who it is, whether it is a stranger in a workplace situation, or it's somebody that you've known for years, somebody that's close to you, because sometimes we take out our stress most on the people we love the most. And I'm sure that 99% of the time it is not something that we do on purpose, but it's like they're right there, and you're focused on something else, and, you know, it's like, and then we realize, oh, okay, yeah, you know what, I'm here on this planet, I'm supposed to be having this spiritual, this experience, this physical experience with this spiritual component to it, and we go, okay, well, you know what, I'm missing the mark, which is the literal Greek translation from sinus. To miss the mark. So that does not mean if you have a friend named Mark that you, and you're missing him, that you call him a sin, right? Okay. I tried to make that work. It was a terrible joke. I apologize. So I can't guarantee my humor will get any better from here, just FYI, but it's what it is. I'll let you know after I fill up on caffeine. if it, you know, wake the brain up a little bit, but anywho, so, you know, maybe I can workshop that joke, maybe I can make it work later, I don't know, I think I'll drop it, anyway, so where I was going with that is boundaries. It is all about the boundaries, frankly. So whether it is, you know, I've watched in various situations over the years, whether it is somebody interacting with, you know, friends and neighbors, or, again, that kind of customer service situation, or that sort of thing. I mean, if you greet someone with the best version of who you are, and you try to hold that energy, which you can build through activities like meditation, healing, working on yourself that way. I think that was, you know, I took a little bit of Reiki training and a whole lot of spiritual healing training. And one of the first things we learned, and then once again gets totally ignored after the classes, is that energy of remembering to work on ourselves. And that's a very, very big thing, you know. I had an art teacher in high school who said, if you ever think you're without subject matter, this was pre-selfie, by the way, guys, because work on yourself. Use yourself as, somebody that that you draw or you paint or you sculpt or, you know, because in her mind it was about learning to see yourself and see yourself through different lenses in different ways. We have all of these incredible paintings with Van Gogh where, you know, he's exploring light and color and sort of, you know, so if you're in this place spiritually where you feel like, I don't know about myself. I don't know how to see myself. I don't know what's going on, and you want to gain some outside perspective, one of the things you can do is work on sending that healing to yourself. Work on seeing yourself, different angles, different lighting, not just physically, but, by doing writing. Write about yourself as though you were a character. How would you describe yourself? You know, there's that whole exercise that they give you at different times about, writing your own obituary, which I always thought was a little, but it's this fantasy thing about, like, okay, what could I accomplish? What do I want to be known for? That sort of energy. There's a lot of ways to go about it. If you're an artist, you can draw yourself. You can, or sculpt yourself or paint yourself or, everybody's an artist with a cell phone, right? We can all do a selfie one way or another. But doing it with the intention, doing the work where we go within and we kind of connect with ourselves on that soul level. That's a really, really, really important thing. It builds up our kind of spiritual understanding. And when we can get to that place where we go, okay, even though there's all this stuff going on, even though there's these situations that I really don't like, I'm okay. I'm going to take care of myself, and I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. And when I need to ask for help, I will do that in one way or another. Whether it's professional or just I cannot see myself climbing to that top shelf in the grocery store to get that last box of whatever, I'm going to ask for help. But we're not demanding. We're not punishing. We're not being angry about it. And that's the thing. We can catch ourselves sometimes mirroring back the energy of other people, and we go, I don't understand why I felt this way. I don't understand why I took that approach to things. That's not typically who I am. And it's like, look at who you're around. Look at your conditions. Look at this sort of, and then set your boundaries where you need to and go from there. One of the most interesting energies that you can watch sometimes, again, going back to my kind of customer service analogy, is when somebody approaches a desk, approaches, somebody working, and they've got some attitude, and, you greet them with a kind of very friendly, but also you set the boundaries with the energy, and it just kind of shuts down that other energy. Start to send people healing as you're interacting with them. Start sending yourself healing as you're interacting with them. That's a fabulous thing, and it helps us to kind of stay in tune. It's about living consciously, which helps us. it helps us to kind of stay on the right path. It's not about false positivity. What is the point of anything when it's false, right? And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to take away from the fake it till you make it energy, because frankly, whatever you got to do, okay? Because sometimes when we mirror that energy, or we pull that out within ourselves, it becomes the reality. So if you're setting the intention with that, that's a different story. But if you greet, if somebody comes to you and they're just all kinds of all over the place, and what they're saying to you subconsciously is, can't you please help to get my energy put back together in a way that, and yes, we're all responsible for our own energy, FYI. but you can be present for people, and, you know, if they're coming at you in this way, and it's like, you can just be both loving and matter of fact, and that can be enough, okay? That can heal all kinds of situations. You know, and then the other part of that is when we're taking stock. And, you know, remember, by the way, not in an ego-driven way, but remember that when you get through a hard situation, acknowledging it and saying, hey, you know what? I did it. I made it through. This is a good thing, and I made it through the other side of this, and now I keep walking forward. The other side of that coin is, if you've had a bad moment, maybe you were the one in the store that was impatient or unkind, in a mood, you know, not being pleasant with somebody who was trying to be pleasant with you. You know, you can apologize, you can send loving energy, looking back to kind of heal that situation, you know, because it does affect us on, you know, a macrocosmic level, because it adds to that ugliness into the collective unconsciousness, right? And we've all been guilty at one time or another. And that's why when we hold each other accountable in a non-punishing way, we're really helping everybody on the planet one way or another. But the most important thing is putting kindness back out there, okay? And that doesn't mean, again, that you allow anybody to run you over, okay? Because, you know, you wouldn't, who wants to be run over? You're not doing yourself any fairness there. That's not so good. So, but, you know, again, we're all human. And everybody does stuff, and everybody learns, well, hopefully everybody learns from it. It doesn't always happen, but, you know, it is what it is, so. Anyway, I salute you with my medicinal grade coffee. I'm showing off my mug because somebody got this for me a while back, and I thought the concept of coffee by prescription was just about perfect. So that way I can, when I'm drinking it and somebody says, isn't this your second cup? I can say, it's medicinal. It's all good. So, okay, guys. So, you know, I've got a few minutes left. Again, I'm not taking readings today because, you know, I got some stuff going on, and, you know, very interesting, because this is allergy season, and I treated myself to a little walk this morning down by the lake and in the woods and all over the place, which was really, really great, and I really enjoyed the time outside in the sunshine, and you know, for redheads, this is the time of year where we can camouflage ourselves. The changing leaves. Bad joke, had to do it. but I got some, if the allergies get bad enough that I actually have to take something, you know, it may be interesting for people to know that, you know, another word for, I'm going to repeat a friend of mine, another word for mediums is sensitive. and if I have to take, like, something for the allergies, it throws me off a little bit. And in that instance, if I'm a little groggy or something like that, I've learned that it is better for me to not do a reading and do them when they are going to be high quality. Okay. Other things, just real quickly, I thought it was very interesting because part of what I was talking about today with boundaries and kind of meeting people where they are on their path and this sort of thing, I'm being reminded, if you would like to call in, if you have any sort of question about Lilydale, about spiritualism, about my topic on the show today, the number is 818-739-8818, and, you know, we are grateful for you. It kind of brings another dynamic to the conversation, which I truly appreciate. Part of this topic has to do with where our triggers are, right? Because for some people, something will come up, and it's whether it's a particular person or a particular situation or a particular phrase or gesture or that sort of thing. You know, we go through life and we sort of gather these experiences, don't we? That's part of living in the human experience, and sometimes we may love someone very dearly, but we're kind of connecting with them in a way where there may be something that we don't know why it triggers us. And it can instantly put somebody in a really good mood or instantly put somebody in a really bad mood. It's something that we have to watch for ourselves. And also, again, with other people and setting that very gentle, very loving boundary. If you've known anybody over the years that it's like, oh my God, I cannot stand that song because it reminds me of such and such or so and so, or, you know, there's something about the phrasing in that song that just drives me a little batty. And it's like, these are the things that we have to examine within ourselves in order to send that healing. There is a very famous Rumi quote, quotation, about ours is not to seek out love, but to seek out all of the places within ourselves that we reject it, or all the walls we've built against it. I am misquoting today. I apologize, but it's something along those lines, and I will look that up for next time. Sorry. I used to know it forward and backwards, but there you go. You know, part of the hallmark of spiritualism and the philosophy thereof, one of our founders, Andrew Jackson Davis, talked about the magic staff, and in fact, that's one of his better-known books. The magic staff is this piece that he wrote about keeping an even mind, and not, in our culture now, what has become a very big movement. It actually comes from the Buddhist philosophy, which is mindful meditation. And that is just sitting and being, living your life as your spiritual journey and being aware of where you are and what you feel and how you're feeling it in the moment. You know, it's a very interesting practice. You know, the Eastern philosophy very much goes towards that kind of logical, almost outside of emotion energy. And our traditions, the more Western traditions, are all about working, really diving in to the emotion in order to work through it. So it's two very different approaches, and, you know, I think both are very healing and very helpful depending on how it is that we use it. But again, when I talk about the boundaries, this is a very, very kind of important and significant energy as far as making sure that you are doing the internal work, okay? And again, not beating ourselves up. So, okay. Well, I have one caller today, so I want to touch in with them real quick. For those of you, if you would like to call in, if you have a question, a comment, you want to hear more about the fabulous Fall Festival this weekend, anything like that, any questions about Lily Taylor's spiritualism, please feel free. It's 818-739-8818. Good morning, caller. Hello, can you hear me? Okay. You know, they might just be listening today, not wanting to participate, and that's okay, too. It is wherever you are. So anyway, just to let you all know, I will be here every Thursday morning. Next week, I have a really, really, really terrific show that I was actually able to film a couple of weeks ago. And not that I don't love to be live with you all, but I had an opportunity to interview the incredible Colby Rebel, who is a medium based out of L.A. When she was here over the summer. And she has a couple of books out, and we'll be talking about that. So I do hope that you'll tune in. I will be posting the video regular time here on Facebook at 10 a.m. And I also have, somebody's telling me that the audio is off. I don't know why there's a lag, but I don't know. One of those things. Maybe somebody in spirit enjoys Mystery Science Theater 3000. Right? they just want to make it funny for you, and that's okay, too. So anyway, I will be here next Thursday, pre-recorded, but I will be answering questions during that time on the Facebook, and, you know, I just I look forward to this brand-new season. If you would like to email me at revcelesteelliott@gmail.com, or Facebook message me. My Facebook is just Celeste Elliott. There's a little black and white photo of me. You can do that. I take suggestions for show topics and titles and who you want to see interviewed. There's so many wonderful, wonderful people out there with so many wonderful perspectives, and we'll see what we can do, okay? And so I will see you soon. So until next time, I am wishing you a good day and goodbye.